Our Fathers of Old by Rudyard Kipling. Excellent herbs had our fathers of old, excellent herbs to ease their pain. Alexander's and marigold, eyebright, orris and elecampane. Basil, rocket, valerian, rue, almost singing themselves they run. Vervain, dittany, call me to you, cowslip, melilo, rose of the sun. Anything green that grew out of the mould was an excellent herb to our fathers of old. Wonderful tales had our fathers of old, wonderful tales of the herbs and the stars. The sun was lord of the marigold, basil and rocket belonged to Mars. Pat as a sum in division it goes, every herb had a planet bespoke. Who but Venus should govern the rose, who but Jupiter own the oak? Simply and gravely the facts are told in the wonderful books of our fathers of old. Wonderful little, when all is said, wonderful little our fathers knew. Half their remedies cured you dead. Most of their teaching was quite untrue. Look at the stars when a patient is ill. Dirt has nothing to do with the disease. Bleed and blister as much as you will. Blister and bleed him as oft as you please. Whence enormous and manifold errors were made by our fathers of old. Yet when sickness was sore in the land, and neither planets nor herbs assaged, they took their lives in their lance at hand, and oh, what a wonderful war they waged. Yes, when the crosses were chalked on the door, yes, when the terrible dead cart rolled, excellent courage our fathers bore, none too learned, but nobly bold, into the fight went our fathers of old. If it be certain, as Galen says, and sage Hippocrates holds as much, that those afflicted by doubts and dismays are mightily helped by a dead man's touch. Then be good to us, stars above, then be good to us, herbs below. We are afflicted by what we can prove, we are distracted by what we know. So are, so. Down from your heaven or up from your mould, send us the hearts of our fathers of old.
To the memory of my dear and ever-honoured father, Thomas Dudley Esquire, by Anne Bradstreet. By duty bound and not by custom led, to celebrate the praises of the dead, my mournful mind, sore pressed in trembling verse, presents my lamentations at his hearse, who was my father, guide, instructor too, to whom I ought whatever I could do. Nor is it relation near my hand shall tie, for who more cause to boast his worth than I? Who heard or saw, observed or knew him better? Or who alive than I a greater debtor? Let malice bite and envy gnaw its fill, he was my father, and I praise him still. Nor was his name or life led so obscure, that pity might some trumpeters procure. Who after death might make him falsely seem, such as in life no man could justly deem. Well known and loved, where'er he lived by most, both in his native and in foreign coast, these to the world his merits could have known, so no need no testimonial from his own. But now or never I must pay my sum. While others tell his worth, I will not be dumb. One of thy founders him, New England, know, who stayed by feeble sides when thou wast low, who spent his state, his strength, and years with care, that aftercomers in them might have share. True patriot of this little common weal, who is it can tax thee aught but for thy zeal? Truth's friend thou wert, to errors still a foe, which caused apostates to malign thee so. Thy love to true religion e'er shall shine, my father's God be God of me and mine. Upon the earth he did not build his nest, but as a pilgrim what he had possessed. High thoughts he gave no harbour in his heart, nor honours puffed him up when he had part. Those titles loathed which some too much do love, for truly his ambition lay above. His humble mind so loved humility, he left it to his race for legacy, and oft with speeches mild and wise, gave his in charge that jewel rich to prize. No ostentation seen in all his ways, as in the mean ones of our foolish days, which all they have and more still set to view, their greatness may be judged by what they show. His thoughts were more sublime, his actions wise. Such vanities he justly did despise. Nor was his name or life led so obscure that pity might some trumpeters procure.